Can I just... is this work? Hello? Yeah. Do we have any Polish media here? Any national language? No? Okay, great. We'll get started. Iga, welcome back to the Porsche Tennis Grand Prix in Stuttgart.
Thank you.
Twice a champion the last 2 years. Just talk us through how excited you are to be back here and how much you're looking forward to defending your title.
I'm really excited, especially because, you know, that's my first days on clay. So I'm happy to be back on the surface. Obviously, I really like it and I missed it. So it's nice to be back. And also, I love this tournament. So I have really great memories. And hopefully, I'm going to create some more memories this year.
All right. Who'd like the first question?
Just to start, what have you done with your Porsche that you won last year?
Well, I've been using it. So it's fun, and I use it on a daily basis at home. So I feel like actually it's one of the reasons I actually really like to come back home, because I can drive my own car, and we don't have many opportunities on tour to do that. We have here, but, you know, on other tournaments it's not so easy. So I'm working on my driving skills and really not using the full potential of the Porsche car, because I would probably have too many tickets, but just, you know, driving around and having like a huge pleasure of it. Yeah.
Can I just ask you what kind of driver you are? I mean, compared with your tennis style, is it different? Are you more sort of comprehensive? I mean, do you like to drive fast, or do you like to be more defensive in driving?
It depends, because when I'm practicing a lot and I'm tired, I like to have, you know, a piece in my car. So I really like how comfortable the Panamera is, for example. Sometimes I'm putting, you know, loud music, but overall it's like pretty quiet, pretty smooth, but still you can feel the sporty vibe, you know. But sometimes I like to drive, you know, a little bit faster, but not too crazy. Obviously, I have, you know, so much adrenaline on the court that sometimes I don't need any more off the court. But I also have 911 at home, so when I want to mix it up, I jump into 911. Sorry, it sounds weird, but I'm pretty proud of, you know, how I played during these past years here in Stuttgart, and it's amazing that we can have such a prize for winning. Pretty crazy.
I know you're a big, you like Lego a lot. I was wondering if you already saw the big Porsche made by Lego close to the court too.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't, but I need to right now. But
there are like 350,000 bricks of Lego.
Oh wow!
With the Porsche.
I'll go there for sure. But I did this little 911 model a couple of years ago, so it was also fun, but this one sounds even more fun, so I'll go see it.
Iga, if you would need to write something about yourself after 4 or 5 years on the top of the game with everything mental, stable, sporting-wise, what do you would write about yourself in April 2024?
Oh my God, probably this book would have been, you know, 600 pages, so hard to answer that, but I would just write how I'm proud of my progress and everything in terms of how I handled all the, you know, different challenges during my career, and because everything happened so quickly, you know, that I sometimes needed to, you know, catch up with my life to have balance and also be able to do all these obligations well and keep a nice shape on court. So I would just say how proud I am of that, and I think I made a pretty good job at that.
Just want to know about the practice today, and also how quickly do you go, like as soon as you're out of Miami, are you like the next day I want to be on clay, or how quick is that transition?
Well, honestly, that was my first practice on clay today, so I'm not going to have a lot of time to, you know, play on clay, but I don't think it matters, because here the surface is pretty fast, so faster than normal clay, I mean. So it's like in between actually the hard courts and normal clay. You need to adjust the movements because it's slippery, but overall I kind of have memories in my mind of how it was for me to play here last year, for example. So I felt today that I can do the transition pretty quickly, but I'm not expecting that I'm going to feel comfortable, you know, from my first match, because, yeah, you always need some matches to just, you know, gain confidence on any, you know, surface, even if you feel comfortable on it. Yeah, but because of Fed Cup after Miami, I still played on hard court.
It's your 99th week at number one, and you passed Lindsay, I think, on the big long list this week. I'm curious for you, you have, as you know, many stats surrounding your last 3 years. Are there certain stats that make you sit up to take notice and think, wow, that's cool? Oh, and also just reaction to the 99 as well. Thank you.
Oh, well, honestly, yeah, this is one of these stats, actually, and I think the overall, that I'm in the, a top 10 of all time in terms of weeks at number one, it's pretty, I wouldn't expect that, you know, ever a couple of years back. So this is one of them. And sometimes during the season when I finish, you know, sunshine double or, one swing, my team is, saying me, telling me that, I don't know, I lost only five matches this year or something, you know, then I feel like, wow, it didn't feel like it, but for sure, I'm always happy with the consistency, so I would say these two.
That is a question about your playing on clay. I remember when you came here last year, I think you came out of being injured, and still you won in a very pretty good condition, I think. How easy is it for you to adapt to clay? I mean, do you sort of take to it like a fish to water? Is it very easy for you to play on clay?
It is easy, but still you need to remember that your brain thinks that the ball is going to bounce in a different way for a couple of days. So even for for a player who's feeling really comfortable, I feel like you always need a couple of days anyway. But last year I was coming back from injury, but I practiced in Warsaw on clay, so it was different than this year. This year is more similar to 2022, because back then I also played Fed Cup, and I also had only 2 days on clay before my first match. But we'll see, you know. It's still, honestly, my second year when I have a situation like that, so it was a nice experience in 2022, but I remember I played with no expectations. You know, this year is a little bit different with you guys reminding me about, you know, defending the title. So I'll try to take it easy and step by step no matter what.
It's a special year with the Olympics this year. How important are the games for you, and do you change your schedule to be prepared perfectly?
I wouldn't say there is much room for changing the schedule before the Olympics. If you want to, you know, play on clay and on grass, and I also, you know, I always want to do that, so there's not much room to do that. Obviously, I'm not going to take vacation after Wimbledon, so this has to wait, but maybe we'll adjust the schedule afterwards so I can rest properly. Yeah, because the tour is intense, and having one more important tournament in there, it's not easy to maneuver in that, but we'll do our best.
Hello, Iga. Saudi Arabia is getting more and more influence on tennis with tournaments, ambassadors, and an offer, big offer for WTA and ATP to fuse. What is your opinion about this development?
Well, honestly, in terms of these offers, I'm always kind of waiting for the official decision, and, you know, we as players, we don't have much influence on that, so I think, you know, WTA and ATP needs to make these decisions and, you know, put us in a space where we kind of know what we're standing on, because for sure the game is, you know, changing, and this has influence on it, but I hope, you know, this influence is going to be positive in terms of, you know, the change that may, you know, happen there, and WTA has kind of has told us, you know, before when we had, you know, plenty of meetings that this is, you know, one of the goals to make some changes there. So we'll see how that's going to go. And no matter where you know the finals are going to be, I just hope it's going to be a nice atmosphere, and I hope WTA is going to take care of that so we can just play tennis and enjoy it.
From the outside, I feel like you manage expectations quite well from the tennis world on the one hand, but on the other hand also expectation from your home country in Poland. If I speak to Polish colleagues, they always say like, yeah, some people in Poland, they think now Iga has to win every single tournament, which obviously is not possible. How do you manage that for yourself? And sometimes also if you have days where you don't feel very comfortable, how you manage everything?
Well, it's pretty easy for me to like cut off all these things that are screaming these things, you know, like social media or everything. So during the tournaments, I try to not go there too much. I'm just, you know, posting my stuff and not really going on Twitter or Instagram. And actually, at the beginning, I kind of had to force myself to do it, but now it feels comfortable. And now, actually, there's so many things on the internet that I don't really understand and that are weird and not really true, that I it's better for me to stay away from it a little bit. So in terms of the expectations from the outside, that's it. But I have my expectations. And I would say if I feel like I didn't manage expectations well overall, it's usually because I didn't manage my expectations, you know. The ones from the outside, they don't really matter that much because I made, you know, huge work to manage it and to not really care about them. But still sometimes it hits you, especially when you're like tired and you know you did your best, but still people are like scrutinizing you and they don't know the full truth, what's going on, you know, off the court as well. Yeah, sometimes it's not easy, but I already kind of understand how the world works, and I'm not expecting, you know, that it's gonna change, but for sure it's nice. If it would be nice if people would remember that we're still human, you know, and yeah, it's not possible to win every tournament.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. See you around.